Hi there, and welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And we're moving forward with actually the end of what is formally known as March, but it's Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month. And it's been a month.
It has been a month.
And I think that this is, we're not here to necessarily belabor everything about multiple sclerosis awareness, but I do think that there was an interesting article here just as we were coming up on the midway point, halfway almost over with MS Awareness Month, and you forwarded this to me, and we really wanted to talk about this and highlighting it. It was a Healthline article discussing the difference between an MS flare-up and a relapse. And that just totally confounded me. And that's where education is always, always key, no matter how long you've had this disease. What can you tell me about this article, Jennifer, that you said, hey, Dan, check this article out?
It's just the reality that both you and I have been living with the disease for more than 2 decades. We aren't exactly certain what is an MS flare-up or what is a relapse or what is an exacerbation. And this article from Healthline kind of cleared it up for us that there are 3 different names, but they're pretty much covering the same thing. That a flare-up, a relapse,
an exacerbation. Call it what
you want. It's progressing of multiple sclerosis. It's a worsening of symptoms. And it can be something, you know, if it's, according to this article, 24 hours of symptom worsening is a flare-up, is an exacerbation, is a relapse. And that's where you have to be monitoring your health. And if symptoms are worse for 24 hours straight, then perhaps, depending on the severity of the worsening, you may need to intervene with calling your doctor and getting some sort of medical care.
And that's, I honestly, because I thought there was bona fide differences in the terms and what it meant, because I thought that a relapse was a bigger deal than a flare-up, because I always felt that a flare-up was just kind of something really quick and a worsening of symptoms as it relates to you know, if I'm out in the heat too much. It's just like, is that a flare-up? Or is that, it is the terms. And I mean, either way, you know, whatever you call it, it sucks.
Yes, it does. And an MS flare-up is a period where your symptoms are worse than usual because of the increased central nervous system inflammation. And so if you are out in the sun, that can make that be a little more inflamed, I imagine, thus a flare-up. But again, I'm not a doctor, but that is something I've noticed over the course and of the disease. But in MS, a flare-up is also called a relapse. So, and those other common names are exacerbations or attack. And the symptoms to constitute a flare-up, they must occur for 24 hours, like I said, or longer, and develop 30 days after a previous attack.
So, and that's where, you know, we will have a link to this article in the liner notes for this. And feel free, if as you read the article or as you listen to this episode, drop us a line. And what do you deal, or what do you see are the differences between a flare-up and exacerbation of relapse? Because it's really I have relapsing remitting MS. I don't have flare up remitting MS. You know what I'm saying? I just think that, you know, so based on that article about what that's saying, if I go out in the sun and I'm exhausted and I'm worn out for like 3 days, is that considered a flare up or relapse? And if I go out in the sun 30 days later, am I worse off, or is it just that I happen to be out in the sun one too many times? And I guess that's, and I had asked back in the day with my neurologist, Dr. Call, it's just like, am I causing myself more damage if I'm doing that? Is that like, am I worsening the actual disease itself? And that's what concerns me about this article, because that makes it almost sound like my disease is getting worse with these quote unquote flare up exacerbation attack.
And that those are good questions and probably something to cover with your neurologist. But I think, you know, we're living with multiple sclerosis. It's always getting worse. It's a progressive disease. And I wouldn't say don't go out in the sun because it gets you hot and then your MS will progress. It's just be mindful to try and stay, you know, if you're outside and it's hot, wear a cooling vest or drink something cool. Or if you're incredibly sleep deprived, stop doing that. Take care of yourself, eat well. And those are questions, you know, the progression of the disease. But we just thought it was interesting that it's confusing that a relapse, an attack, an exacerbation, call it what you will, it's progression.
I don't want to be sacrilegious or anything, but is it in some senses, is it like trying to explain in religious terms the 3-in-1, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and that it's really, it's one and the same, it's this? But, you know, I think that's where with Pastor Dana and talking about just Lutheran practice and stuff, it's like, yes, and, you know, there's always something more. And so then it's just like, are these exacerbations, flare-ups, attacks really one and the same but different at the same time?
I think that they're pretty much the same, but you hit it on the head a little bit when you talked about relapsing remitting, in the fact that relapsing remitting, which is what your disease is classified as, you will have those periods where you are having a flare up, and then it will stop, and then you will return to baseline. Whereas I, who am living with secondary progressive MS, I will perhaps have some sort of flare up, or I will do something to make the gods of my multiple sclerosis unhappy with me, and I will progress a little. I don't return to baseline anymore. That's just the nature of my disease. Mm-hmm. I could be completely wrong, and I'm not a medical expert, but I think I'm pretty right. That's how it is in my body. And I think maybe that's one thing that with the grand MS population is, we all need to be our own best judge and take care of ourselves the best way and to listen to our bodies.
Well, and I think that's where you made the great point earlier, that it's just like, if things seem off, because yeah, you're living, and I'm using your as far as you, Jennifer, but I'm talking just to all of us living with MS. If we individually are feeling something's off, we're the ones who know our bodies the best, and it's like you can tell when something's there, and it's just like, don't sit and wait for something to clear up. I mean, or at least, even if you're better in 2 days, don't hesitate to call your doctor, so at least it's there in the records should something turn up like 10 days from now, and then there's like no record of this ever happening, you know. And so I just think it's like to the point of don't be a hypochondriac, but be alert and be aware. And I think sometimes, again, just the analogies, but it's like, you know, thinking of, is the milk in the fridge bad? And it's just like, and you can smell the milk, and it's just like, and you don't know for sure, but then when you actually get milk that's past due, and it's just like, you know, and so it's just like, you know, so then it's just like, you know, with your MS and the exacerbation, and my feeling it is, it's just like, it's almost like if you're questioning and re-questioning and you're just not totally sure, chances are it's probably not as bad, or is it just like, you know, but when it's bad, you're going to know it.
You will know it, and hopefully you will have a neurologist that you can call and you can get some sort of treatment. Hopefully get a course of steroids to stop the inflammation, stop whatever's happening. And then, of course, you know, now there are so many medications. As you and I have talked about recently, we saw our neurologist, and Dr. Braley, that's our neurologist, Anna mine, she talked about the fact that there are so many drugs on the market. And don't be afraid to try a different drug. The fact that so many, like, powerhouse drugs are B-cell depleting, that there are medications out there to try and lessen the severity of exacerbations, like we're talking about, and lessen the frequencies of those attacks. So I think that's important. And just reading this today, we will have a link to this in the show notes, but it's just confusing. And I think that sums up the disease so well. It's just frustrating and complicating. And so,
well, and there's something, because I don't recall who it was. Was it Dr. Coyle? Was that her name? But, you know, several years ago, just to where there was the, just the point saying, you know, to classify MS as relapsing, remitting, secondary, progressive, primary, progressive. Can I call it a misnomer, or is this like, it's not accurate in that it gives that sense of false hope for somebody with relapsing or remitting to think that the disease is not active, and that even though I have the quote unquote relapsing, remitting, it's always active and there's always something happening. And so it's like, I'm not remitting. I mean, disease is still attacking. And so then it's just with the notion question of a relapse, flare up, whatnot, because really then you, as somebody with secondary progressive, you still have the attacks, you still have the flare up. I mean,
because now you want to make things, I'm sorry if that was super loud, but if you want to make things really complicated, I have active secondary progressive multiple sclerosis.
You know,
and so I have periods of attack and worsening. So how is that really that much different than you, Dan?
But to which, you know, the notion and the thought of, you know, not returning to baseline. But then the other thing too is like with the relapsing, remitting MS, I don't return to baseline. You know, they always say that, you know, what I had read in just a report saying that you get better after the flare up and stuff, but you never return back to 100% from where you were before. And we're not we're not medical people. This is so don't hold us to this. These are our interpretations, and always talk to your neurologist, your doctor. But in terms of, as I understand it, that it's just like, you know, the disease is always worsening. That's not to send us all into a frantic thing, because maybe such thing is like stuff it's like a slow burn, and you never ever notice, and it never catches fire again. It's just smoldering.
Yeah, well, and to quote Matthew McConaughey,
please do.
This is the youngest I'll ever be, and this is the oldest I've ever been, and this is the youngest I'll ever be today. You know, life, we're getting older, we're progressing. I have active secondary progressive MS, and I take a medication. And I'm trying to just keep the monster quiet. So that's really, I would like to think I'm doing the best I can.
And you are.
And likewise. And, you know, that's why it's important for people who are living with multiple sclerosis to make as many, you know, that's one thing, just to make those decisions to try and keep the monster quiet.
And I think that's the big thing too, is always pay attention to it. Don't neglect the disease. Always be mindful of it. And I think that's why, you know, when we talk about the MS awareness, obviously it's to help other people understand what it is. And I mean, when we're trying to increase awareness, really for everybody beyond the MS community, it's really thinking of just the high level, you know, talking points about the disease, what it is. But then that's why it's so important to maintain the MS awareness year round. And I think that's something where, you know, when I was a little kid, and I remember it was Father's Day. So, you know, Father's Day comes after Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to my mom, mommy, if you will. but we were wrapping something for dad for Father's Day. And I was just like, you know, mom, mommy, as it were, why we had Mother's Day and Father's Day. When is Kids Day? To which mommy says, oh, Danny. She said, every day is Kids Day. Building on that line of thinking, we can say, you know, we had in the middle or the early part of March, quote unquote, MS Awareness Month, there was an MS Awareness Week. And I would say that really, though, for all of us who have multiple sclerosis, every week, every month, every day is MS awareness, because we are sickeningly aware of this disease. And I think that's the important thing for all of us individually, is to always be aware of it, so we're paying attention individually, but at the same time, don't pay too much attention. It's like, you know, because it's like we have to.
It's the and or.
Exactly. ignore.
What was it?
It's MS awareness, and we have to be aware, and we have to live like we don't have it. Mm-hmm. I think it is just that constant awareness and the constant discussion that just to help increase the understanding. So that even for those of us who have been living with the disease for 25, 26 years, as we have, versus, you know, and like with a newly diagnosed person, we're still learning it. It's that complicated that we're sitting here now, 20 some odd years since our diagnosis, still trying to decipher the difference between a flare-up, a relapse, an exacerbation.
So here now, quickly, this will be a hard one that you won't be able to do quickly, so you don't have to. it's silly to even say. But as a person who has been living with the disease for the length of time that you have, and it's MS Awareness Month at the end of it, what would you tell a newly diagnosed person living with multiple sclerosis?
I would say, pay attention, but don't give the disease more credit than it deserves. You know, for somebody who's newly diagnosed, it's like, get the information, become educated. No, because it's like you can't be satisfied with a kindergarten level education on this disease if you're living with it. You at least need to get to a, you know, past primary school. I mean, you need to understand mm-hmm. it. You know, you don't need to have a dissertation, doctoral degree understanding of it. But I mean, it's just like, be attentive, talk to other people, you know, don't be overly private. Cause I think then once you keep that inside of you, that's when it like really starts spiraling. So it's just like, talk to other people. So you don't feel alone. What about mm-hmm. you then? I mean, that you've had it for, you know, 25, 26 years. What would you say?
I would say find a good neurologist, get on a good medication, and lose weight. Lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. And that's just my personal, you know, I'm heavy. And so lose weight. And it sounds really simple. But, you know, that's just my big thing. Take care of yourself. You know, if you're heavy, lose weight, because it makes everything harder to transfer to, you know, God forbid you lose that ability to walk or just, you know, try and stay stretched out and walk as much as you can, because, you know, you just don't want to lose that. And so you have to feel you have multiple sclerosis. That's going to change things for the way you do them if you're just newly diagnosed. So get your ducks in a row and find a good doctor, get on a drug, and start taking care of your body. Appreciate what you have, why you have it, and take care of it.
So then the question is, like, when you were diagnosed, there's always a thing, what, you know, we talk about, what would you say to a person who's newly diagnosed? Is that what you just said the same as what you wished somebody would have told you 26 years ago? Or how is that different? How, what do you wish? I guess two parts. What do you wish somebody would have told you? What do you wish you would have known early on?
I wish the same thing. Mm. It's one thing that I wish somebody would have told me, and the same thing I wish I would have known. Time goes so fast. It goes so fast, but so slowly at the same time. Especially if you're in a bad place with this disease, time goes so slowly. But if you're in a good place with this disease, it goes so fast. And either way, if it goes slowly or fast, it goes fast. I mean, look at you and me, babe. We've known each other 2 decades. How is that possible?
I'd say time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, and you're living with multiple sclerosis, and that's what's awesome about our marriage, our support system, our friends, our community, is that it is fun having each other, thank God. But it's just, it goes so fast. So enjoy it and manage your health. But now, what about you? What do you wish someone would have told you?
That's a great question. What do I wish somebody would have told me? I think what I wanted people to tell me, they told me. I think it's just somebody to say that it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that and somebody who can tell me that. And not just do it as like a pat answer, that it's just like, oh, it's because everyone's going to tell you that. You know, it's like you lose a championship game. People, I say, oh, it was a great season. It was a great season. Well, that's not what I need to hear right now. you know, you're just saying that because you're trying to cheer me up. But I wanted somebody at that point in time to say, it's going to be okay, you know, and to the point that it doesn't mean that the disease is going to be easy. It doesn't mean the disease isn't going to be challenging, treacherous, cause damage, be just a crappy thing to deal with and change and alter your life. But it's just like, just the defining of what okay means, you know, and okay sometimes can be just, it's not even getting over it. It's more, you'll be able to handle this, and not say God won't give you more than you can handle, but you know, because there's like theological discussions and debates about that one. But it's just somebody that would say, you are going to be able to manage this. And by saying you, it doesn't mean that, you know, let me talk in third person, doesn't mean that Dan Digman's going to handle it handle it okay. It's that I'm going to find the people who are going to help me make sure it's okay and it's something I can handle.
And so your definition of okay, if I'm understanding you, okay. Your definition of okay, it changes. It's malleable.
It has to be.
And so maybe that's the one thing about multiple sclerosis, is you have to be flexible. If you're living with this disease, even if you have spastic, rigid muscles and you're not walking and you can't touch your toes anymore, you have to be flexible. Because if you're not, you just can't deal with it. You have to be able to roll with the changes, roll with the progression, roll with what it. Yeah.
And I've never told you this, and I won't name names, but my supervisor boss often says to me, "Blessed are the flexible, because they will never get bent out of shape."
So it's just
to be able to, you know, you say roll with the changes, QREO speedwagon, but it's just like to be able to, because it's, you know, this as me at, you know, 51 years old in 2024, obviously when I'm in college, I never ever would have thought, I'll have multiple sclerosis. This, you know, it's like things do change, and you know how many people's lives turn out exactly as they want them to. And it's just like, this is just something that I've been forced to deal with. And so how do you deal with it? How did I deal with it? And it's just like you say, just be flexible.
Wow. That was deep. Blessed are the flexible.
They won't, they'll never get bent out of shape. It's just like, but that's not to say you shouldn't expect more. You shouldn't demand more. You know, you always strive for excellence, strive for the best that you can do. And I think that's why I said when I ran, you know, the nice thing about running is it became very much a personal thing. I went for personal best. I was never comparing myself to other runners, you know, because I was in the race competing with myself. And so it's like, you know, when I'm living with multiple sclerosis, it's not a question. I would drive myself crazy if I was comparing myself to other 51-year-old men who had the disease, you know, just like, because this is me, this is my personal best, this is what I can do.
And that's a really good point. I think it's easy to compare yourself to other people. And when you're living with MS, you have to not only not compare yourself to others because they're healthier than you, or in your MS community, don't compare yourself to, oh, look at Dan, he's been diagnosed as long as I have, but why is he still walking? Mm-hmm. Like, this is your individual battle. This is your race. You're working on your own PR.
Exactly. I mean, so it's just like, you know, you take credence and pride in what you've done. I mean, that you know, that is just like, you got hit with it so hard, so early, you know, and just, it was relentless, but it's just like, but look at where you're at, what you're doing now, what you have accomplished since then, you know, since the diagnosis and everything that you had to deal with.
And I think that's important for people listening to this podcast today. Look at what you've accomplished. I mean, just take a beat and think about what you've done, and celebrate the fact that you're awake, and you're listening to this podcast, and you're doing it. You're just you haven't given up. And so I think that's really important.
It is. It's just taking those moral victories, you know, just relishing. I mean, do I want to do better? Absolutely. Did I want more? Well, for sure. But it's like, but look at what we've done. Look at where we've, you know, and look at where we're going. You know, like, just ride the wave in the trajectory of just, you know, strive for awesomeness and, you know, be flexible, right?
That's a great way to end up MS Awareness Month.
Yes, and, you know, and be sure to look, you know, look in the liner notes for the article. You know, we'll have things and information from the Healthline article about, you know, gosh, this all started with flare-ups and exacerbations, but it's like, just stay on top of things and be your own best advocate and learn everything you can about the disease and continue to stay aware, because every day is MS Awareness Day. And so thank you all for listening to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Until next time, I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
And I'm Jennifer Digman, I'm rolling.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS, and together we're moving forward. Take care.
Thanks for joining us for this episode talking all about MS Awareness. Make sure to be subscribing to our podcast, A Couple Takes on MS. Also, be sure to like and follow us on social media. And make sure to check out our website, acoupletakesonms.com.